So you know how in the last episode I said that I was not working off of notes. I was not working off of notes, and I wasn't high. I was very to the point with that. Wasn't high, don't have notes, and I just hoped that it was bearable. Here's the problem with not having notes and letting my mind wander just off the top of my head. I forget that I had something to say. If I'm just going off the top of my head, which is kind of what I'm doing with this intro, so I'm going to stop that. And I'm just going to get right into the thing that I totally forgot to talk about. So I turned 30 on Tuesday, April 7th. And it was, you know, it's a big thing. I'm fucking 30. It's a new decade. And now I'm, you know, in like, I'm a full on adult now, you know, like there's no being a kid left. Aside from my inner child, which is, you know, thriving, but, you know, like I'm just as close as I'm just as close to 50 as I am to when I was 10. And, you know, like we're at a, I don't know if you could call it a midlife crisis, but definitely a mid able-bodied crisis. If that makes sense, I think it does. Right. Cause so, you know, I with the intro to this, I said, you know, I wasn't high yesterday. Like I really made that a point. And then I went and ranted about, you know, a possible conspiracy. And that I, you know, I just think it's important to be aware of. And so I just went for like fucking 40 minutes on that and just my other coronavirus talk. And this is why it's important to you know, still have a life during this crisis. You need to keep doing things so that you don't just work yourself up. Because sure, even if there is some sort of conspiracy, I don't know what I could possibly do as an individual to, you know, stop it. Outside of just telling people before it's too late. You know, I'm not even operating off of any concrete factual evidence that I have. It's just a lot of logical things at play. You know, so it is way too easy for me to just get off topic and into that shit. So I don't want to do that. The whole point of even having this, you know, episode 29 and a half or whatever it is so that I can discuss, you know, I turned 30 and to celebrate, since, you know, can't see anybody, I decided to record and release an EP. I got back into songwriting, when I was sick, you know, about a month ago. I said I thought it might have been coronavirus on this podcast, since I still did the pod while I was sick. You know, who knows what it was? I think it was just a head cold, but you know, so I got to songwriting, and I was just staying at home doing nothing but play guitar and you know, smoke weed. So it was yeah, it was pretty much optimal conditions for me to become a songwriter. I experienced a great creative flow. And I wrote two songs that were like every part of it was done just I found it really easy for me to get into like a flow meditative state. And so I would wait until I got into that to, you know, start writing lyrics. And once I actually put pen to paper, some good shit came out. I really liked the songs that I wrote. So I recorded those two songs, and I also recorded a third song, that I actually wrote 5 years ago. So on this EP, which is available on SoundCloud and YouTube for free, you know, I'm still like, I don't quite know what I'm doing as my, as far as a creative profession goes right now. You know, there's a possibility, I'm gearing up for a possibility that stand-up might not return. You know, if it returns, it'll be a long time from now, and everybody's going to have to relearn how to do it. Everybody's going to suck by, at least by their own standards. Everybody is going to suck. And, you know, if and when stand-up returns, you know, I would plan on doing it again if the opportunity arises, but I'm not doing shit over fucking Zoom. My joke writing abilities are not that good. And you're not going to get the same effect you get with an audience over an internet audience. You just have to trust that people are laughing. But what comic thinks they could possibly be killing and not hear any laughter? There's just no point in doing a Zoom show. I mean, other than just for your own amusement of telling your jokes, you know, that's cool and everything. But anyway, so I decided to release this EP, and it was a good time, recording it. And I really like the, and mixing it was fun too. I did it all on my iPhone, just using GarageBand. It was cool. It was a, like I've always wanted to release something, musical. You know, I've been playing guitar since I was 8, and it's just like, it's about damn fucking time. I'm 30 now. Like, here, look, here's like the last bit of my youth. Like, go to YouTube, SoundCloud, listen to it. So the EP is called 30. You know, just, it's self-explanatory. I released it on my 30th birthday just because it's like a, you know, a big, what do you call it? Mile marker in my life. You know, milestone. That's what I was looking for. That's the word. And so there are three songs on it. The first one is Cold Despair. And that's one that I wrote 5 years ago when I was living in Brooklyn. I just started my corporate gig. The allure of having a full-time job in New York was just starting to wear off. You know, I was in it for about 2.5 months at that point. And like, I was starting to experience like full-on depression for the first time in a few months. And so I wrote that song. It was like fucking freezing in the middle of March. And there was snow the first day of the spring. So I was like, oh, all right, I need to fucking write something. So I did that. And then I finally got around to recording it 5 years later last week. So yeah, that was cool. The second song is called Ivor. And so that one, it's about a seagull. What one of the things that's just stuck in my head from when I was a kid was just my love of seafood, and you know, especially just like good fish and chips, especially from this place called Ivor's, which is on the Seattle waterfront. It's a good place. It's a bit overrated, overpriced, but you know, that's Seattle. And you know, so I'd go there as a kid, and you know, I'd get fish and chips. And there'd just be seagulls all over the fucking place. And they're just like, you know, just like, give me a fry, give me a French fry. And like, that's what I imagined, their cries translating to, you know, they were into, they're a bunch of mooches, you know? And so basically I decided to write a song from the perspective of a seagull, which I, you know, aptly named Ivor, because I think that's a good name for a seagull, given all the knowledge that I had about them and you know, experience and everything. And it's fucking adorable. Also, the song, like the guitar part that I came up for, that I came up with for that song is just really fucking cool, in my opinion. Listen for yourself, but I'm into it. And then finally, the last song is called God's Joke, which so the idea with this one, since it's definitely got like a very much a psych rock and sort of emo vibe to it, which is exactly the sound I was going for, because I just had this funny thought, like, you never hear any emo psychedelic songs, like, so I just said, like, okay, so what's a bitchy thing to complain about in the psychedelic space? And I decided that bitchy thing to write about is just that moment after during a psychedelic trip, or you know, as you're coming down from one, where like you feel like you get all the fucking answers in the world, and then by the time you get out a pen and you try to write it down or remember it or say it out loud, you can't. It's such a frustrating thing that happens, and I decided just to write a song about that feeling. And I don't know, I just like the I made it seem like a way bigger deal than it actually is, because it's, I don't know, it's just sort of funny to me. And it likens the like that knowledge that you get to God. So it's like, what would be the greatest joke ever played by God is to give you all the answers at one point and to where you feel enlightened, and then all of a sudden you can't remember what it was to save your life. You know you experienced it, but you can't tell of it. So I thought that was clever and amusing, but you know, and I mean, this might sound like a little smug and shit, but you know, maybe that's who I am. I mean, like, to a degree it totally is, but I don't know, that's just what's coming out. But I wrote it from the heart, so that's what counts. I don't know. Fucking, you make up your own mind about my music and about this little addition to the podcast that was totally inspired by being high. Like, I was high. I was like, you fucking moron. You're fucking talking about, like, oh, I'm not even high. Just like, you should have been. You know, then you'd actually be talking about the shit that matters to you, and not worrying so much about the future, and just to the point where you fucking forget about your... like this creative thing that you did that you're fucking proud of. So, I've been roasting myself for the last 12 hours about that whole thing. And, you know, I've had a good time doing it. Did some grocery shopping, wore a face mask, went early in the morning when there were no people at the store. So that seems to be the move. It's scary out there. Be safe. Listen to my EP. It's not quite as long as this really short podcast episode, so you really got no excuse. All right, see you later this week.